Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
Welcome back, excuse me, to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast. This is the first weekend in February, yes. Or week of February. Yeah. I am your host, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore, and husband that I love so dearly. Tell them who you are,
Marcus,
my toast.
Marcus Tanksley, co-host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. Thank you for tuning in and joining us for another wonderful podcast.
During the middle of Black History Month.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I need to... I remember that. What? Y'all, I had a... we used to take turns holding the staff meetings at work. A couple years ago, when it was my month, they made the mistake of making my month February. So at the top of... No, at the end of every meeting, I would give a Black History fact.
Oh, I love it.
But what was so great is it always pertained to our profession. So they couldn't even hate on it.
I love it.
But I would go in deep. Like the last 3 to 5 minutes, just like Black History fact number... Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They knew it was coming. By the end of it, they was loving it, but they had no choice. Anyway.
Really quickly, let me tell you about this podcast, just in case this is your first time tuning in. This is a podcast that is meant to inspire and to make you laugh. And we talk about everything, whether it be relationships, what's on our minds.
Yeah, all that jazz.
Self-care, self-help.
Yeah, a lot of times it causes disagreements. So hence the name.
Is this going to cause an argument? Because the answer is always yes. Real quick, we're going to handle some business. Let me tell you where you can find us. You can find me at That Chick Angel on every single platform, including YouTube, which is at That Chick. Well, you don't have to put at, but That Chick Angel TV, where you can also see this podcast. Tell them where they can find
y'all. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Facebook, Marcus Ain't On The Book, as well as you can find my beard and body butter, manshit.com.
It's Man Shit, and you can find it on his website at www.manshit.com.
That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Mm-hmm. Manshit.com is the website, and Instagram that has a whole bunch of 3 posts, I think.
All of three.
At Get Man Shit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, check that out. It's a beard and body. Actually, it's just a body butter. It's good for the skin, good for the mainly facial hair. Mm-hmm. I won't go into the history of how I came up with that, but I've been using it for quite a while. And if you're watching, you can see my beard. I have a lot of good feedback from that. So check it out, family.
And thank you for those of you.
Absolutely.
All
everybody
that
supported and purchased. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you so
all
much.
The feedback. If you want to give me some feedback, feel free to do so.
You've been drinking.
Y'all.
As you can hear, he ain't said most of his words clear.
I haven't. That they messed up. God dang. Anyway,
You can find this podcast. We're moving on from that. Right. Well, you can find this podcast everywhere. Now, for those of y'all who've been asking me about Spotify, it is up on Spotify. Finally, I did it. It took me forever. But it's up on Spotify as well as on Instagram at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? And on Facebook. I got it up on Facebook, guys.
It's on
I'm
Facebook,
working
people.
Hard.
Absolutely.
At Is This Going to Cause an Argument? So you can find us everywhere except for Twitter. I don't see that happening. I'll have to hire somebody when that day comes. But you can check us out all over those places. So we have a segment that we've done several times, and we're going to bring it back this time because I think we can. And that's what's got you in your feelings.
What's bothering you? What's bothering you? What's in your feelings?
What's bothering me is that my 5-month-old, almost 6-month-old, is sick. Here's the thing,
again,
guys.
Again. The fact that he's sick. He's sick again.
This is the thing. The probably what is the hardest thing. Some people will say having a bunch of kids, the hardest thing is managing, juggling, all that stuff. For me, that's not a problem. I'll manage, I'll juggle, I can do all that. What I'm finding to be the hardest is keeping people from passing their sickness to their other sibling. Because especially they're all boys, they wrestle, they touch each other for no reason.
So one cold will cycle through the house like 3-4 times.
We all had one cold, all of us, we all got it. Marcus, I think, started it, and then it went all the way through the house. Even my mother got it. We all got over it. Everybody didn't.
I think it's the same one circling back through.
No. I saw when little Marcus got the new coat. Oh. We were at Yala, his mentoring ship program.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
There was a little boy standing behind him, and I saw him sneeze at least 4 times. And I was like,
There it goes, patient zero.
I saw it. I saw it. Little Marcus was unaware, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't run through the parents and be like, get away from my son. So literally,
just T-bone the little boy away from
him. What I wanted to do. So as soon as we came home, I said, little Marcus, take some elderberry, drink some colloidal silver. So this round, the cold hasn't been as terrible on the older boys, but for the baby, he did get a little bit of a fever. It's a low-grade fever, but the fever's gone now. But anyways, that ended up kind of putting a halt on the quasi-birthday plans we had for a big guy over here, just because the baby does better when he's around me when he's sick. And right now, Marcus wouldn't have had nobody else to go out with but me.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to all my friends, y'all.
Is that what's got you in your feelings?
Nah.
Okay, tell me what's got you in your feelings.
The allergies.
I know it.
Y'all, hopefully I don't start a sneezing fit again. But
no, please, dear God.
Dude, it's been, like I said, before we even started, like it started early this week, or actually last weekend. I don't know if it was rain from the week before, but my allergies have been slowly coming back, and it's way too early in the year. Usually this don't happen until, like, August, September, when my allergies start messing with me. But I had been sneezing, nose running, and like right before we started, I had a sneezing fit for like 3 minutes. Like it wouldn't stop.
He was sneezing a lot.
So I'm going to try to, my eyes over here are bloodshot. I'm going to try to contain it.
Yeah.
But being that this is a Saturday that we're recording this on, me and Angel decided to partake in some libations.
Libations. See, my baby's been drinking.
Yeah, I have. You know, y'all, this is my, I don't know what glass. This is some great. It's just great.
Tell them what you're drinking since you're drinking it.
This is Basil Hayden, y'all. I'm a bourbon guy. Bourbon, cognac, brandy, brown liquor type of dude. I used to be all clear. I was on my vodkas and gins and
all that.
But I've since then, I don't want to say graduated, just a different palate that I have now.
You've evolved.
Yeah, something completely different. So now my main choice, my main go-to is bourbon, but I do like my cognacs. None of the popular ones. Like,
he's not a Hennessy
I'm
dude.
I'm not a Hennessy
he used
type
to be.
Dude. I used to be a Hennessy. I do feel like I've graduated past Hennessy. Like, I will leave that out for guests that just want to get drunk and mix things with Coke. Coca-Cola, sorry. Uh-huh. The cognacs that I do have that I drink, I'm like, if only thing you're going to mix with that is maybe a couple of cubes of ice. If you have anything else you want to mix with that, then you're not drinking it.
He's very serious about that.
Yeah,
too.
I'm serious about that. I'm like, what you want?
So listen, Basil Hayden or any other bourbon company, if you would like for us if you'd like to sponsor.
I'm originally from Kentucky, so I know my bourbons. Basil Hayden is definitely a good one. It's a really good one. So if y'all want to sponsor,
I'm just saying it doesn't have to be Basil Hayden.
You don't have to be Basil Hayden.
Any bourbon company.
Any bourbon company.
Brown liquor.
Yeah, you talking to thoroughbred here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
While I will take any other form of liquor if you would like to sponsor.
Yeah, I know my bourbons, y'all.
You know what else has me in my feelings? I'm going to tell y'all something real quick. I'm almost mixing two segments, but we're not doing this segment this time. But I'm going to tell y'all what happened anyway. So last night we went out for this man's birthday as a family. And probably maybe 10 minutes into sitting down, I see one of the twins' side covering his mouth and like lurching. Like, you know, like,
yeah, doing the head jerk and neck jerk.
I'm about to throw up. And I was like, oh, dear God. So I'm like trying to grab the cloth napkins.
She's drinking too. Champagne to be exact.
Champagne. The cloth napkins to try to grab it. And I do. I end up grabbing all of the throw up before, so it doesn't get on the table. Take him into the restroom so he can throw up. I am like, what? Now, what had happened was, prior to getting to the restaurant at the house, Cy tells me he hit his head twice in the bathroom. And I'm thinking, couldn't have been that bad.
Right.
Because, like, he didn't fall. But right. I was just
rewind.
Like,
rewind.
Huh?
Rewind back to.
Oh, yeah. So for those of y'all who don't follow the vlog, I apologize. We do a daily vlog on Mondays and Fridays on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel. On New Year's Eve, we were at our friend's house, the Martin family, and they have all marble floors. Cy did a spin, hit his head on their marble floor. He ended up throwing up eventually. He wasn't acting like, well, he wasn't acting dizzy or dazed, but he was acting not like himself.
Yeah. Long story short, ended up throwing up. We ended up taking to the hospital.
To the emergency room. They said he was okay.
Said he was fine. They did a bunch of tests on him. They said, check on him every 3 to 4 hours. Let him sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a common misconception. Somebody that hits their head, you need to let him sleep because it helps him heal, but you're supposed to check on him. Anyway, so that was our first experience of him actually hitting his head and throwing up.
Because he's hit his head several times in life and got knots and has been fine. So he tells me he hit his head, and I was like, Cy, you have to do better. You can't be hitting your head, okay? So before we leave to go to the restaurant, he tells me, he was like, Mommy, my head is hurting. I said, yeah, because you hit your head twice. You got to stop doing that. I didn't know that he had told my mom that he wasn't feeling well. Like, his tummy didn't feel well. He felt like he was going to throw up. So I find this out while he's throwing up. My mother was like, yeah, he told me he needed to throw up. I was like, what? So that happens. Then we're eating these hot chicken wings. And when I say hot, I mean temperature hot, yeah, not like spicy. They
took them out of the oven. They didn't take them out of the oven. They just scooped them onto the plate and brought them to us.
Right, right. It was hot. Well, my husband took a bite out of a wing and realized he didn't really like it. It was a hot one, and he put it on my plate.
It wasn't scalding hot. It was hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Mind you, I am holding the baby, and I know, like, so any wing I'm eating, I have to eat the whole thing before I can put it on the plate because he will grab it. Marcus is not thinking about that. The baby reaches and grabs this hot wing that still has hot meat on it.
Squeezes the hell out of it.
And when I tell you, he screams like nobody's business. He's hurt. He's crying. I'm having, like, even me try to pull out my boob and try to breastfeed him. He's not having it. I had to get up and, like, walk a little bit to pace to get him to calm down. I was so irritated with my husband because it seemed as if, this is my perception, and I understand it's my perception, that he was just like, ah, he's fine.
Nah, that wasn't it.
And let me tell you, and I'll let you tell your side of the story. And what frustrated me is because I was having to handle the mishaps of the children. So it was fine handling Cy, but then to have to handle the babies, and it seemed like you were just like, he's all right. I was just like, in my head.
So Angel's losing it. She ain't losing it, but she's like dealing with him. But like, he reached over, he grabs the wing, and I was like, oh, so he's screaming. We trying to get it out of his hand because he don't know to let go of it. Mm-hmm. So while Angel's sitting there comforting him, I'm like, the pain is coming from his hand. So in the meantime, I'm like grabbing a napkin, I'm like rubbing his hand to get that sensation away. You know, it's like burns and stuff like it. It wasn't like a blistering burn. It didn't have blisters. It was just hot. So I'm like rubbing his hand. So, you know, just to relieve that and take his mind off of that, you know, that's not on fire. You feel something else. Mm-hmm. You're not in pain. So then by the time Angel gets up, mainly Angel's mom is like on.
She's like, what happened?
She stays at a like 9.5 when it comes to panicking. But then when something actually happens, she jumps to like 16.7, which is like the scale don't even read. So I'm mainly remaining calm, and Angel's like pacing with him at this point. He starts, you hear the agony in his cry, but you hear it coming down.
Yeah,
like it's down. Gradual, not even gradual, it's coming down pretty quick. So that's when she was like, oh my God, what happened? I was like, yeah, he grabbed me. I said, he's fine, he'll be okay. Mainly talking to her mom because her mom is like, I said, it's like a nuke just went off. We saw the mushroom cloud and it's heading our way. What do we do? I'm like, no, it's like I knew it wasn't going to blister. It was just hot. It wasn't scalding hot. It was just very hot. Because, like I said, I just ate a piece of the wing, and it wasn't scalding to my mouth. I just set it down, didn't realize he could reach the plate. Yeah. By the time, as soon as I set it down, it's like he heard the bone like click.
Yeah. Like, as soon as he sees over. Something that he wants, and before I could push the plate away from him, because the plate was supposed to be like the graveyard. It was for the bones I was discarding.
Yeah, and I put it, the reason I put it over there, because I was like, oh, Angel, you can finish this wing, because this wing ain't, I ain't well, feeling it like that.
He didn't enjoy it. So yeah, they had me in my feelings yesterday. It just ruined the night. I was just like, the food wasn't good. The kids is throwing up and crying and burning themselves. I'm ready to go. But I would like to switch gears and tell them what's got me feeling good.
Yeah, since you got an attitude.
Let me tell y'all what's got me feeling good. This man right here. Okay, so I was like, you know what? I might make a video for his birthday, but I'll just put it in this thing. So as you all kind of know, we've hinted to in the podcast and in the vlogs, if you all watch either one of those or listen to either one, Marcus has been under a lot of stress here lately, since not even lately, for a few months we've been in it. I know at least from our anniversary on, whether it be from just like still mourning the loss of his father, other stuff in life. And he has been really putting in real work to try to work through the stress. But the thing that's got me feeling good is that I know, just based off of friends that I've had, other people's husbands, that not everybody handles it in a way that allows you all to grow as a couple. My husband, with all the stress he's been going through, instead of turning to so many other options that he could turn to, he has turned so much closer to God. He's turned closer to me. And even though I can't wait until he's not under this amount of stress, I fully realize how blessed I am that there are other options. There are men who become extremely mean when they're stressed. There are men who become detached when they're stressed. And there has been times previous in some stressful where he's been like a little more detached. But in the evolution of this man that's turning 38 by the time you all see it, he will be 38. He has just become so much more wiser. Like, it's, you know how when you're getting to know somebody and everything's good, you only see them in a certain way. But when you really know them is when you see them under pressure. And to see him under the height of pressure and to see him evolve into the man that even better than what I knew he could be. Like, I always knew he was dope. Like, even before he was meeting his, like, his potential. Like, the reason why I was like, oh, other than the Lord told me he was my husband, but the reason why I was like, oh no, you got to marry me is that I could see the potential he had as a person, even though I don't believe in marrying someone for their potential, because sometimes they cannot meet that. But I knew in my head, like, this dude had something in him. But to see him, like, just grow, like, to have a dude, like, he doesn't know this, I have longed.
I'm hearing all this for the first time, y'all. Just so y'all know, like, yeah. I didn't know what she was about to say. Go ahead. No,
I have longed. Like, we grew up.
Just know, you can't tell me nothing right
now. No. We grew up, we both grew up as Christian, but we grew up in different religious settings. He grew up as a member of a United Methodist Church. And if you've ever been a member to one of those, I don't want to call it rigid, but it's very like there's a schedule, there's stuff that happens, you know what's going to happen. Like, there's no surprises.
Coming up as a kid, that's all you know. It's just like, yeah, this is what church is.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. I grew up, started off in Baptist, moved to a more charismatic Pentecostal non-denomination church where we speak in tongues and where like the church overrides your entire life, right? The church is what dictates what your life is going to be. And while I didn't want too much of a heavy hand of like church, because sometimes church in quotations ain't always right, I did want someone that I felt like If I needed to get churchy, if I needed to talk scripture, if I needed to talk the Bible, someone that wouldn't mind going there with me, right? And in my head, I have been silently praying, because there's one point in time where it would be like Marcus would be okay missing church often. He'd be okay getting to church really, 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 really late. Really late. Yeah. We would be like, why are we even walking up in here?
May the Lord walk between me and me.
And now I have a dude that's just like, I was watching Bible study, because our church's Bible study is via Facebook. We don't have
Facebook
a facility.
Live, yeah.
He's like, I was watching Bible study and the pastor was saying, and I'm just like, oh, snap. Like, the fact, I want that, because I do see Marcus as, even though I probably don't act that way, I do see him as the head of the household, and I do want him to, I've always wanted him to evolve in a place where it's not just me bringing him what I feel like the Lord is saying about this family. I want him to also be able to bring it to me. Like, I want him to be able to pour into me. And I feel like in this evolution of, while I'm sorry that you've been through all the stress, I don't like that. I don't like to see my husband under the attack of the enemy. I don't think the enemy knew what he was creating when he attacked you. And I know. It's the truth, though.
But I actually said that earlier. I was like, part of it, I feel like I've been put through all this for a reason. Remember I said that? Mm-hmm. And I do feel like it now coming out. I don't know how close to the end of this season I am. I hope, pray to God that I'm at the end of all this. Like, I'm walking through the door, looking back like, oh, I went through all that just as a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, and I thought about that actually today was the first day I thought about that. It's like, hopefully I don't deter from what I've been doing, because the amount of pressure, just everything that's been going through my mind has made me turn to God. And, you know, we say it all the time, and you see it all the time. It's like, when things are good, people don't pay attention. They don't go there. But when things are bad, that's when they turn to God and stay in the Word and focus on everything. But you need to be thinking when you're on cloud nine as well.
Yeah, you need to be in your Word when you're there. You need to be in prayer when you're there
and
in a good spot.
Yeah, the amount of meditation that I've been doing, like, it's required, like, 24/7. Like, I've never, like, the stuff that I've been through here lately, I never imagined anything. Like, I've never been through anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Angel, like, when you're going through a mental battle, it's like the hardest thing I've ever been through.
I can tell.
Because in the past, I would have looked at it like, oh, you know, somebody's going through something or whatever. It's like, you'd be all right. You know, just think about it and move past it. It ain't that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've been through that, I feel like I can, I don't know, I can give that testimony to people of what I've been through. So I feel like I've definitely grown from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm thankful, although it's been like a horrible process, I'm thankful that I have been through it.
Yeah. I might put it up on Tuesday. It'll be a testimony Tuesday. So it'll probably, mic.
I just want to make sure I'm out of it.
Yes, but here's the thing. And I'm going to make an actual testimony Tuesday video, so it'll already be up, about how sometimes when you're in the thick of the thick of the warfare, or the thick of the whatever it is, the test, whatever you want to call it, the thing that's got you feeling like, Lord, what is happening? It makes me think of, and I apologize to those of you all who are not Christian believers, but you're about to go down this path with me real quick. The story of Abraham and Isaac, when the Lord told Abraham to take his only son, the only son he had was Sarah, right? Take him up to the mountain and sacrifice him. And Abraham was obedient, and he did. And I'm sure the amount of stress you're going under, it was probably like 100 times more, because this is this man's actual son.
Right.
And if he had not went all the way up, he would not have seen, like, all the way up through it, through all the turmoil, through all the mental turmoil, through the root, like, is this right? Why is this happening to me? If he hadn't pushed through all of that, he wouldn't have reached the ram in the bush. And I feel like here recently, the Lord showed Marcus his ram in the bush, because he did not retreat. Even though, yes, mentally, you might have been like, why is this happening? You never got to the place of, I have to retreat. I have to just give up. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that the test that they're going through, if they retreat, they never find the ram, the blessing that they did not even know was there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Might be right there.
So,
like extremely close to, yeah.
That's what's got me in my feelings. I just realized, you know, I have been super duper blessed. I have a dude at my side that I feel like has just evolved into something amazing, you know, and I just thank God for you. It's got me feeling good. I just want you to know.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. Like I said, I just want to be at the end of this. Yeah, I'm trying my best not to bust out in a sneezing fit as over here watering. Say it again. Y'all see how deep we get with God when we've been drinking.
I would have did that anyways. I said, you better be glad you got a vasectomy.
You better be glad. No, I ain't glad. Yeah, you better be glad. What's got me feeling good, y'all, is say what?
I said, I think I heard the baby cry, but tell me what's got you feeling good.
Got me feeling good, y'all. I'm finally back in the gym. Mm-hmm. My own gym, though. It's in the garage, y'all.
We need to cancel our regular gym membership, if you don't mind.
I've had this gym membership for over a year that I have not used. Mm-hmm. It should have been canceled a long time ago. It should have been canceled this time last year. Anyway, so bought a bunch of equipment. It's set up in the gym right now. I feel good about that because I don't know if y'all know, I've hated the amount of weight that I've lost.
He's not happy about
it. I'm not happy with it. The way my body looks, I'm like, nah, I feel frail. I feel vulnerable right now.
I know, but you're not. Unless it's get up vulnerable off of me. To my chest.
Go on somewhere. So yeah, I feel good about that. I worked out all last week. That was the first week back at it. I took it easy, but I did go in. I went a little ham, not a whole lot. What I could do, mm-hmm. Didn't lose as much strength as I thought I would, but that's what's got me feeling good. It's like there's something about working out that helps, I think would help anybody out mentally, physically.
Oh, absolutely.
You sleep better, you know, when I get in bed on time, I sleep better. So that's what's got me feeling good.
I'm glad that you gave up the whole narrative you were painting in your head of, I can't work out at home. You used to say that all the time.
Yeah, and you know what I did? I didn't listen to music or anything. Mm-hmm. I just worked out just in the silence. So when I do get when I get a lot of my strength back and stamina back, that way I can listen to music and that'll bump me up even more. Mm-hmm. But you know, all my music is like drug dealing murder music.
Yeah, that's the best thing to work out to. Listen, talk about Jesus, then we're like murder, let's kill, push kill, a
come
kill.
On, I'll mess around and pull something in that just
don't do it yet. Please keep it together. Oh my goodness, we've talked so much and we haven't even got to
the topic, y'all. We almost 30 minutes in.
Okay, but we're about to do better. Jump it's into ridiculous. The top. But no, I feel like we've been giving quality content.
Is that my catchphrase? Y'all got to do better.
Y'all got to do better. You got a bunch of catchphrases. Bless your heart. We do actually have a topic, and I think it's a good one. So the topic for the day is, what do you find to be the quality that you like the most in the opposite sex? It's February, so we're going in towards Valentine's Day. There's people who are married, single people who are month. Single. There are people who are out here, you know, courting folk.
Yeah, people who are single, they didn't know it.
Oh my God, I hate you right now, but that's the truth though. Some happens. People are not aware that they are by themselves. The person they're dating is fully out here dating other people. But, you know, we haven't been out on the dating scene in a long time.
Yeah. It's been a whole different game now.
It's, oh, God.
People are swiping. I ain't knowing no swipe. Well, the swiping we did wasn't nothing like the swiping that's happening. It's all electronic, man.
Yeah, everything is electronic. What? But if you were back out on the dating scene, thank God you're not. What?
Well, you know, act right.
What is the quality that you look for or what's the quality that you like the most? And I want you to break it down, both personality, both mentally and physically. What's the thing that makes you go, yes, who is you?
Personality, I like confidence. Mm. Let me see, confidence and humor.
Oh, that's why you got with me.
Yes, not that much humor though.
Oh, I got too much.
Yeah, I've rethought that so many times.
You were like, you stupid.
you just stupid. What's wrong with you? No, but personality, confidence, and humor. I like somebody that, you know, likes to laugh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed, you know, we from the beginning. And a lot of it is, you know, causes that you have. It's like, I like that Angel has always had confidence in something that I'm into. Intelligence, y'all know Deltas like love education for some reason.
We do. We're very smart women.
Ooh. Even to their detriment. yeah, they would just keep getting degrees and going into further debt. Don't understand why, but something sexy about intelligence.
Shut up.
Something stupidly sexy about intelligence. Now, so yeah, those two things are like a top like tier. Like when you have that type of person, now usually people with good sense of humor, even if, you know, you don't get a lot of weirdos. I feel like people that are serious, I've met, like, back when I was dating, mm-hmm. people that are serious, you know, ladies that I talked to that was, like, really serious, is like, something's a little strange about you. Like, you should be able to smile and laugh about something, mm-hmm. you know?
That it's a turn off if they're way too, like, serious yeah, about life.
That, yeah, you can't be, I mean, you be serious about life, but you got to be able to crack a smile and laugh at a joke. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, like, if you can't pick up on a joke that quick because you're that serious and something's right, like, what is, maybe you're going through something at that time, at that moment, but you got to be able to come out of that, you know?
Uh-huh. So you got confidence and sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's personality.
Personality.
Now, physically. And what are you into? What's the thing that gets your goat?
Like the head down or like from 1 to 10?
What do you mean?
Like, what do I look at first? Like, do you want me to just start, like, eyes look like this, lips like this, blah,
like,
blah,
is there,
or,
like, is
like, physically, like, all right, first of all, it's got to be this. Second of all, it's got
to
be that.
Whichever way. Tell me.
Tell me.
I know. I want to know, like, how you but think you, as a man, though. I don't know. Like, how do you think as a man? Is it the first of all, or is it like, oh, she's a 10? Obviously. We understand, like, if it's a chick's 10, that's something great to look at. But, like, what makes up a 10?
It all varies, though. So.
Break it down.
I'm a butt and thigh guy.
And luckily, that. I've got a lot
yes,
of those.
She does. All 4 of them. So, to me, that's the first thing. Like, from across the room, across the street, now that I still look. Uh-huh. No, but that, like, that's the first thing I would usually notice, like, you know, but thighs, like, all right, then from there it would move up to the face. Like,
so,
it's just
okay,
yeah.
So, like, if they, so is it
that, because that's the easiest thing, like, easiest thing to see from a distance.
But does that mean, like, if she doesn't have, or if a chick didn't have those two things, it would take you longer to
that's
notice?
What I said, it varies. Uh-huh. Because a lot of times you'll see, like, you'll see somebody that's, like, strikingly beautiful. You could ignore all of that. It's like, you know what? It don't even matter.
When you say strikingly beautiful, you mean their face.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In the face. Like, just be, you see people all the time. It's like, oh, my God, person is beautiful. Oh, my God, so pretty. It's like, she ain't got no ass. It don't matter. Did you see how pretty that chick is? Like, it don't matter how much okay. ass she's lacking.
Okay, you know? Okay. So face is not the first thing to you. Is but or is face if right. the face
now,
hits you first?
I will say this. Uh-huh. How can I say this nicely, or do I need to?
Say what you gonna say, partner.
I'll say it nice. I mean, I'll say it very neutral. You can't be somebody to me that would be very unattractive in the face. Mm-hmm. And I would still find you attractive just because you got a nice body.
Well, a nice personality. So you.
Personality
you
takes time.
So are you saying.
I'm saying like
chick,
that. I mean,
well, no.
All people
are you
vain.
Saying every chick that you done hollered at, did something with, is cute in the face?
Hell no. That's not what I'm saying. However. No. <Mm-mm>. However, like I said before you started that question, personality takes time to build up.
So any of the chicks that were ugly had a good personality?
I ain't gonna say ugly.
Any of the chicks that were not attractive to you had a good personality? I don't think that's the truth.
Hold
either.
Up. Listen.
Okay,
let me listen.
Let me listen. I'm listening.
A good personality would change the way you look at someone. Physically or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, there have been chicks that I've talked to that had wonderful personalities that I've known for a long time. It's like, you know what?
I'm going to give this a word.
You know, the same way chicks look at dudes with money. That stack of cash will change the way he look.
But it'll take a while. That starts off that that's an immediate thing.
Yeah, dude pulled up in a Jaguar. All of a sudden, oh my God, look, girl, he's missing half of his face. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Just because he got a pearl white Jag that it don't come out for 3 years.
Half of his face? Are you serious? Jesus.
And the half that you saw didn't even exist. So what are you looking at? You looking at the car.
Is all these standards, are they the same for you now as a soon to be 38-year-old? Is it?
I couldn't tell you that. I got one woman.
Come on.
That I'm ever going to mention. honestly, I wouldn't know. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm. You be out here with some busted ugly girls. No. So I can be like, that's what happens when you mess up this.
No, I ain't gonna be out with no busted ugly girls. I can tell you that now.
I don't know about it.
I ain't.
Okay, well, we'll jump to me and then we'll talk about, like, why they.
Because we've already talked about it. If that was the case, I would just go for whatever Angel despised.
On my arm,
come over here.
So she can get fought. So yeah, she can get punched, and you can
absolutely. It could be the smallest thing. It could be a sorority she don't like. That's just the site I would go
Why
to.
Why would you allow her to get stomped like that for no reason for your entertainment?
She get stomped.
Yes,
you are not gonna touch her.
Let me tell you,
it's always gonna be. We're gonna be in the truck.
After the tribute,
I'm gonna pull up, be like, hold your conditioners, babe. All right. I'll let you.
After the tribute I just gave you, you should realize any other chick would get stomped.
Let me tell y'all something that happened. Angel thought it was like romantic, but I was dead serious. She was at he's a celebrity friend, but he's still an acquaintance of Angel and a few of her friends. And I hit up Angel one night. Apparently, they don't have a very good reception at this house. So I was like, where was you at? Because I mean, it was a busy weekend or something. Like, I don't remember exactly what's going on. But Angel was telling me where she was. I'm like, okay, all right. So who all was there? And she was just naming off people. I'm like, okay. I was like, I'm going to tell you what. I said, if I had any, because she was like, why, you think I'm messing around? I said, no. I said, if I had any inclination that you was messing around, I said, I would go to that house. I would douse the entire outside of the house with gasoline and I would change the doors closed and I would set it on fire. While it's burning, I'm going to sit out front with every single gun that I own and shoot anybody trying to run up out of that house.
Wait a minute. When did this happen?
This was years ago. This was before the
JF?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was like, oh my God, that's so romantic. I was like,
it is.
I'm dead serious.
It's touching.
Even you. I said, you're the one I'm looking for, but everybody else is getting one.
Isn't that sweet?
In their torso. And it's not.
You would sacrifice everyone's life just to kill me. That is like so romantic.
I would calmly just back up, pop open the truck, and lay everything out with extra mags.
What woman doesn't want to hear that?
I would just sit and wait.
What?
Pop. Nah, that wasn't her either.
Oh, what? His man.
You getting
become...
it in the ankles though, because you gonna know what happened. I'm gonna explain everything to you.
It's so nice.
She's stupid. I know. All jokes aside, what's so crazy about this is we're both dead serious right now. She's romantic.
What woman doesn't want to hear that her man will become a mass murderer?
I would literally perform mass murder, like genocide on a small group of people.
Because he loves me that much and he doesn't want to ever see me.
It's not that I love it that much. I'm just
someone else.
Crazy.
Death or do us part. That's someone who takes his vow seriously. And I appreciate it. Kudos to you, boo.
You silly.
Cheers.
I ain't cheers into that. Go on. Get that away from me.
Okay, so here's what's up with me. This is why, like,
I said just my main points. The priorities was thighs and butt, personality was humor and intelligence.
Strikingly beautiful.
Yeah.
is a plus for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you want me to start off? Physical.
Do you, like you told me.
I'm sure I can remember. No, you start off with personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Humor, number one. You have to make me laugh. If you are not someone that can make me laugh, I don't want to deal with you. And this is obviously in the context of I am not married. Like, obviously, I already got somebody that makes me laugh. But if it was like I was on the market, I need someone that makes me giggle. Because I am a funny person.
She's going to get a whole bunch of dudes in the DMs just telling dad jokes.
Come on, give me jokes. Listen, and then I'm going to give them to you for you to do them in videos. Be like, steal this. no, but I do. I enjoy, and that's even in friendships. Because I'm usually the funny girl, I like to laugh with my friends. I like to make them laugh. I like for them to make me laugh. And the same thing with my mate. I like someone who is clever and
quick. I do got some funny friends. She got one for Darnell.
He's hysterical.
Darnell, I just thinking about his name.
Damien is hysterical
Damien,
too.
Damien, Darnell, them two dudes, we did your field day. And we was like, the water, you know, don't spit or whatever. And he was just like, oh, it's curtains. I'm about to make all these fools laugh. I was in the back hatting because I was already laughing at this food.
Right. Already about to just spill all the water out of his mouth. But I am attracted to humor. I love funny. You know, that's the reason why I do stand-up. That's the reason why I do sketch. I love funny. You know. So, that's huge.
And first of all, I always look at her sideways when we go to comedy shows and she be laughing at dudes.
That doesn't mean, listen, I got more criteria. You can't be butt ugly and just making me laugh. I'll be like, all right, gotta go home.
That ugly that they make you laugh, is it?
No, ain't nobody been ugly enough that there's looks. I just get sad. And I'll be like, why you do that, God? Why you do that to them? You're but they going to find somebody that love them for them. It's just not me. I also love someone who is extremely smart in some form or fashion. Like, you don't have to be the, like, technical, like, as far as in, like, oh, I got all A's in school. But there has to be something.
Apparently.
I mean, because that doesn't matter. That doesn't so much matter to me. I mean, yeah, if that's what you do, if that's the part that you're good at, great, fantastic. That more than likely means that in corporate America, you're going to do perfectly fine. But I like you to be really knowledgeable, at least about something. And Marcus always like tries to brush off my comments when I'm like, God dang it, how do you know that? He thinks that I'm being like facetious or patronizing. I think he now knows that I'm being serious, but he has a wealth of knowledge on stuff that I just don't know about. And so to me, it's fascinating. I like someone that has and I actually like that it's a wealth of knowledge that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, while yes, we are learning together a lot of things, I like that he's an expert in his own thing. So a dude that has a massive amount of knowledge towards something, and I can't, you turn off is if you just dumb. So I can't do it. Can't just
so
do
would
dumb.
It be what if it's something that you're extremely knowledgeable of that they're more knowledgeable of? Or at least say, you know,
I want
like
you know
well because the stuff that you're knowledgeable of, you like know, like
yeah,
you're extremely. So would that be considered like
yeah, it would probably be and then let me tell you why. Because my ego is going to be an issue. And I'm just going to, let me just keep it.
Erasing God out. That's what ego
is. Shut up. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But anyways,
that's what they say.
In my confidence that you like, I like to know that I know what I know. I like to know that I do things well. And not to say that if someone does it better than me, that I still can't be confident in
it. That's what it sounds like.
But in a relationship, in an intimate relationship, if I am always, because as y'all know, Marcus is a criticizer of things that I do. But luckily, the things that I do well, he does not, the things that I am professional about, he does not criticize. Especially since my love language is words of affirmation. So if I were to have someone that was knowledgeable in the same thing that I'm knowledgeable in, but have higher knowledge than me, I don't know if I could see them as a significant other. I could see them as a teacher. I could see them as a professor, but not as someone that I want to be intimate with and vulnerable with.
Because of ego.
Oh, that definitely boils down. I have no problem calling it what it is. It is my ego, and I need to feel confident in what I know and not like, is this right? I don't want to have to keep going to my significant other questioning, is this okay? Trying to get confirmation from them that what I'm doing is good. I like knowing it for myself. Amen and amen. So knowledgeable in something else. So that really worked for me and you. Also, like someone who is, it's kind of the same thing that you said, confident, but you're also working on something that here lately, another reason why I keep falling in love with you more and more, because one of the things you said is your goals this year is to be more open, more,
outgoing. Yeah.
I do like an outgoing dude. My husband is not, he is outgoing, but like we said in the previous podcast, he does not enjoy the initial get to know each other conversation. Because I am somewhat of an extrovert, I'm not Brescia. My girlfriend Brescia is a full extrovert. I got a little bit of introvert to me.
I got a lot of introvert.
I like being able to go into a situation and we just be able to like talk and meet people. And it's not like I'm trying to baby the conversation to happen. Mm-hmm. So I do. And I am excited about this guy that you are, you know, be involving into just being able to go into a conversation.
When I said that had nothing to do with people.
I'm believing that it is.
But it's all. Yeah, it's all in one. It wasn't like singly. Oh, I'm going to go out and be more willing to talk to people. No, that wasn't the case. But going into new things.
I'll take that. Now, physically, I need a dude taller than me. And praise God, I got someone a whole foot taller than me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, yes, you are. No. Yes, I'm 5'5". No, you're 6'5". Shut up.
And I'm not 6'5".
You are. And
just 5'7" 3/4".
No, never have I been, and never will I be. I like someone because I like to feel small, and I know I'm not. So I need the height to help with it.
Not the width. You lost the width.
That's not a big thing. You would have thought that I would have been like my mother. She's into the big muscles and the, you know, like Marcus's brother Pete. If you all go back into the Christmas vlogs, you'll see him.
Ever since I lost my weight. Since what, after Marcus was born? Mm-hmm. Like, every time my mama looks at me, she's like, Marcus, you don't lose weight. Like, if I lost as much weight as you said I lost, I would not exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, he'd be straight up crackhead. And then my husband was extremely thinner when we first met. He was still very attractive to me. Not that I was attracted to slim men. His height, though, was just so sexy.
I was taller than I am now.
You were the 6'5". But physical, like, whether you thick or skinny, I don't think I ever had a preference. But I do feel like all the dudes I've dated prior to you have all been slimmer. Like, I've never dated a heavier set dude. But I don't think I would be completely opposed to it. Now, at this age, now heading towards 40, I would not want to date anybody who is potential for diabetes, high blood pressure. You had to catch me in my 20s when I felt like we forever young, we were going to live forever. Now that we on the later end of life and I got 4 kids, it would have to be somebody in good shape that's taking care of themselves that could help take care of me and my kids. So I don't mind. While he is upset about losing all this weight, I'm just like,
oh, it's coming back.
I know it is, and I know you're going to come back.
It's finally stopped.
I don't want you as thick as you ever were. Your thickest, I don't want you at that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I did enjoy for the little while the weight on top of me when you would lay on top of me, but I'm cool. I don't need that ever again.
Yeah, I was like 255, almost 260.
Mm-hmm. I remember. And when I look at pictures of you then and now, I like this one. I mean, yeah, you put on a couple of pounds, but don't get out of... You know, don't get too crazy with it. And that's the biggest thing. I love a black dude. I love a man of color because I could get into some like Latino, and then he's got that too with his little Cuban. Come on, they were my favorite growing up. Okay, with the wet and wavy Belasian hair. Come on, I didn't even know where they were from, but I was like, whatever. I want to find a dude from there and procreate. So you pretty good compromise, huh? Yeah.
I'm a compromise.
Yeah, because you're not a DeBarge, but you look like maybe they might be your cousins. And I'm like, I like that. You
got the Cuban.
Yeah, I like black men, though. I do. I'm a black man type of.
Yeah, I love me some black women.
Hey, you better, because that's all I'm going to be.
A whole bunch of them.
But yeah, physically, height is truly, I don't think I could ever be with someone shorter than me, just because I'm not that tall. If I was really tall, then I would understand. I'd be like, chick, you just need to be appreciate what you got. But because I'm only 5'5 and a couple of quarters, like, you can't. Only. I am only.
And just 5'6.
No, I'm not. You are. Oh my gosh. Like, this dude don't ever listen. No, so I couldn't date no dude 5'6", 5'7", 5'8". Like, what we going to do with that? Nothing. Not a thing. We going to be wrestling in the same weight class. Because I'm not a thin chick. Like, even though I plan on losing weight. But we still going to weigh the same. I don't want that. What else I like? I like a pretty face. I do. You know, some women, they're okay with a man that just has a masculine face. I love that you kind of look like a hairy woman.
What?
I'm just playing. You were like, wait a second, but you do got a pretty face.
I'm like, bitch. That's where my mind went.
No, but you see, you got pretty lips. You got beautiful teeth. You got pretty light eyes.
It took some time to grow in these teeth, y'all. I had these teeth since I was about 6 years old.
You grew into them, and they worked.
All my cousins used to talk about me, punk bastards.
Yeah, you got, I mean, you do. You got big teeth, but I'm here for it. You got a pretty face. I mean, some people like a harder face, man. I don't. I like a pretty dude. That's why I got pretty kids. That's what I was truly thinking
you
about.
You keep calling me pretty, though.
You've called you. I know you try to deny it, but you've called yourself a pretty boy.
I said in relation to.
Yeah, and that's what I'm referring to as well. In relation to.
I'm not pretty. Don't call me pretty.
You are, and I love it. That's why I got pretty kids. Please believe.
Handsome.
No, my kids are pretty as hell.
They're handsome.
Pretty. They are pretty. Maybe one day they'll grow into handsome, but my boys are pretty as hell, and I love it.
You calling me pretty.
My husband is pretty, too, okay?
I would get you. I'm going to show you some pretty dudes. You'll be like, all right, you not pretty.
No, you talk about something different. I'm going to get you a shirt that says pretty husband.
And it's going to get burned on the grill.
You going to wear it.
I'm going to give it to Supreme. I
bet you if I tell you I do a couple of tricks on you, if you put on that shirt, I bet you'll wear it.
Girl, with your knees, you ain't going to be able to do no tricks. I ain't worried about them tricks.
Oh, Jesus. Saving you. I hate you. Mentally, Marcus had to grow into the dude that I wanted mentally. Marcus used to be a very pessimistic person. And I am an optimist/realist. I used to be way more optimistic. Now I'm leaning more to realism just because I got real bills and real kids. But Marcus is now way more of a... I remember there was one conversation. I still remember this vividly. We were on the phone. He didn't live out here yet. I was at the gas station out in Inglewood. And I was giving him ideas about something that he was saying was going not right. And every idea I gave him, he shot down so quickly. And I eventually was like, I mean, do you want a solution to this problem? Or do you just want to sit in
I remember, the wrongness? I don't know what that was. It was like living in Kentucky would just do that to you.
You did apologize in the moment because I think you could hear that. Because it was like I threw 3 or 4 ideas and he was like, he was, and I was like, okay, so you just, and I've had friends like that who are that, so I could see it as it was happening, and I have a friend like that, God bless you.
What's happening, y'all?
Who just like would stay in the negative, and I knew I did not want that in a relationship because I knew I had big dreams that had had high risk that easily for you to give up, that weren't going to go right, God bless you, and I wanted somebody that was going to be on the team of less.
Yeah, no, it took you know, some evolving. Yeah. I definitely feel the evolution that I've been through. Man, I'm still evolving.
You are, and you get. Telling you, you are aging like a fine wine.
You know, like a cognac.
Like a cognac.
You know what I'm saying?
Like no joke, no
Chateau de la Bode. Y'all hit me up. I've endorsed y'all too.
I feel like that is the key. We're going to close this out here in 2 seconds, but I feel like that is the key to a relationship. I mean, granted, yes, we're only hitting into 13 years of marriage. We've been together for 16, and there are people who've been married way longer than us. But if right now...
But we got a lot of wisdom to bring to the table, too.
I think so.
16 years ain't no blink of an eye.
I feel like when you are willing to evolve into a better person, both individuals and the people who are the two individuals that are deciding we're trying to continue to evolve into a better person, and you all being able to be flexible with that and like, I'm allowing him for this growth while he's allowed me for my growth and I'm supporting him in that. I feel like there, you know, other than some big mistake happening that like neither one of us were planning on happening, I feel like the marriage can only hopefully get better. So even through the trials and tribulations, as long as both people are focused on the betterment of themselves,
right,
the evolution is worth the ride. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, let us know in the comments below, what is it that you look, if you are attracted to the opposite sex, obviously, some of you all might not be. So whoever you are attracted to, what is it that attracts you to them, both physically, mentally, personality-wise? Is it, do you like somebody with a sense of humor? Do you like someone who's super duper vulnerable that like just bears their feelings all the goddamn time? I don't need that all the time. That's not me. But let us know in the comments of wherever you're listening to this. We are doing the segment of comment of the day. Because, again, because we shoot these in advance, our segments change up every now and again. And just to know, we're working on some brand deals for the podcast. Absolutely. So you'll be hearing those coming up soon. So I'm super excited that we'll be making money from the podcast. Amen. Okay, so we have a longtime subscriber and commenter who commented on the podcast where we talked about, what was it that we talked about? We talked about regrets.
Yeah.
So regrets. Make sure you all check that out if you haven't. And what she said was, it was Mary Pritchett. Mary Pritchett said, I would love to go back in time and slap the dookie out of a few people, but the Lord knew I needed to make it this far in life. Seriously, though, I wish I could go back and listen to the stories of my grandmothers. They brought me through some trying times, and the wisdom they had gave me a better person. Excuse me. That's how I learned to let the embers flow off of my shoulders. Another great podcast. Much success is coming your way, both of you. Love you, family. Thank you so much, Mary.
Appreciate that, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you, family.
You all, make sure you all listen to that podcast. It was really, really good when we talked about a book called The Seven-Day Mental Diet.
Yeah, 7-Day Mental Diet.
So check that out if you haven't listened to it already. Again, you guys, you can now find this podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, and Spotify. Dear God, Facebook. Praise God. You can also find it on Facebook. Absolutely. And snippets on Instagram. Also, like footage that you don't get on Instagram, I mean, excuse me, don't get in this podcast will be on the Instagram account. Is this going to cause an argument?
Yeah, so make sure y'all check that out. Definitely.
Yes, and follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. And follow Marcus.
Me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
And we will talk to you all next.
Yeah, get over there on Marcus on Facebook and like my page. I don't know why I need to. Why you need to, but
yes, Facebook is a good one. Facebook allows us to monetize.
Yes.
So please go over there and like it. Marcus
I'm putting
is now
a lot of work into this, y'all.
He is.
See some pennies back from it. So y'all go over there on Facebook, Marcus Ain't on the Book, like that page.
And share us. Share us.
Absolutely.
If you haven't shared us, make sure you find at least one person to share this podcast with this week.
Yeah, just a coworker you don't like.
And have them watch it. On either YouTube, Facebook, or listen to it on one of those other platforms. All right, guys, you all be blessed.
Absolutely.
And we will see you next Wednesday.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.